It's not mail time.
Mm.
She's excited about mail time. This does not work with my hat, but whatever. We're a little dressed up today.
A little dressed up? I went all out.
Yeah.
I even did the makeup.
I made this costume. Well, not the hat. I bought the hat. But yeah. I made this coat. I made this vest. I made my shirt. Yep.
Sewed it.
It is our spooky show.
Spooky show. Dun,
spooky
dun,
show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Spooky show.
Yes.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onikon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel P, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Annika is so excited because it's episode 56. And it's...
Because I'm 6 years old. I'm not six.
I think it's more of, it's Halloween.
Yeah. It's my birthday. I was born on Halloween. I'm just kidding.
It's not your birthday.
I know it's not my birthday.
Ahoy. My hat's all messed up.
Are you gonna,
but that's okay.
Are you going to keep saying ahoy?
Ahoy, mateys.
The entire show.
Maybe. Welcome to Talking Comics.
Episode 56.
Halloween special. Episode 56.
I was going to say that.
Don't forget Amped Comics.
Amped Comics. Use code TCP10 to get 10% off.
Link in the show notes. Also, Allegra Printing, Traverse City. Friend of the show. He's going to print all our stuff. We might have stuff to reveal today that he printed for us. But he's also going to print our comic book.
No spoilers. Hold on, before we get into anything, I just want to show you something. I got my nails done as Harley Quinn.
She's so excited.
Stuff. They actually look so good.
They do. She's in her Harley costume. Where's your hammer? She has her hammer. Okay. So she's going as Harley Quinn year two in a row.
It's fine.
Did you throw that at me?
No.
Of course not. Allegra Printing. Get your printing, all your printing needs. Go check them out. Link in the show notes. So, first on our list is our weekly comic polls. You want to go first? You want me
sure.
to go first? Okay.
Okay, so we got this. It's Absolute Superman, Last Dust of Krypton. This is actually, I'm kind of really excited to read this.
Yeah, so we have not read the Absolute Superman. I've read the Absolute Batman, Wonder Woman, a couple of the others. We're still reading the Wonder Woman and the Batman.
Yeah.
But I wanted to pick up the Absolute Superman.
It's the trade.
And we went ahead and got the trade version instead of trying to track down all the single issues. Jason Aaron also wrote my favorite series and one of my favorite comic books ever. With Thor, so he's got to do good with Superman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear good things. We'll have to.
Okay.
See. All right, what else you get?
Then I got DC's Satanic Panic, number one. Because I was running out of trades for school, so.
Yep.
I'm excited to read this. It looks fun. Looks really fun. Next, I got Emma Frost, White Queen, number 5. I got the Marvel Zombies variant version because it's Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
That's the only reason, really. But I do really like that cover.
All right. So I got the Boba Fett, red, black, and I got to adjust this because it's annoying. Let's see. So I got the red, black, and white. What is going on here? All right, there we go. The red, black, and white of the, or red and black Boba Fett, number 2. Red, white, black, white, red. Jeez, I'll get it right eventually. Don't Run with Scissors, number 4.
Because that is what will happen if you run with scissors. You will die.
I've been enjoying that book. We got the Absolute, of course, we got the Absolute Batman Annual. We got it in this cover. And I went ahead and got the black and white cover because that's just very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right. And then The Mortal Thor, number 3. I got the A cover. And then, you know, because it's spooky, spooky Halloween time.
Spooky, spooky.
I got the Marvel, the zombie Thor version.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really
cool. So you both
really
got
well
Marvel covers or the zombie covers.
So that was cool.
Covers.
That was a cool book cover. I also got the Death of the Silver Surfer 5. Of course, I had to get the zombies cover.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It's Halloween. What do you
got
expect?
The Dick Tracy Halloween special, of course.
Wait, so, is that like a one-shot?
Yeah, it's a one-shot Dick Tracy.
I want to read that.
Of course.
It's Halloween. So, Halloween's my favorite season.
Dick
favorite.
Tracy.
It's favorite.
And then I got another copy because I read it, or did I, of the Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger number 10. I got another copy of it because there's something interesting inside we'll go over later. So that was my weekly pulls this week. So what did you read this week, Annika?
I read 4 comics. Harley Quinn number 29.
Okay.
Forgot. Like I forgot what they
were. Were they Harley Quinn books?
No, I think one was I Hate Fairyland.
I Hate Fairyland. Okay.
One was, I think the other two were Harley Quinn. I don't remember.
Okay.
I really don't. I think they were.
All right. Yeah.
And then I finished my Hunt for Harley book. Remember that, what's it called? Strange Case of Harleen and Harley. I read that 3 times because I kept forgetting to put it back in my, to like take it out and then put a new book in my backpack. So I read that 3 times.
Because gotcha.
There was nothing else to read.
We forgot one thing. What are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
Probably my Emma Frost and Emma that Frost. Superman book yeah. and Titanic Panic. So all I got.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Thor and the Dick Tracy special.
What'd you read?
So I read a lot this week. I'm trying to catch up. Still didn't read enough, but I read the Power Fantasy number 12. Deadpool Wolverine 7, 8, 9, and 10. Finished that run out. The Marvel Zombies Red Band number 2. It's pretty good. The Wild West Cowboys of Mu Mesa number 2. Really enjoying that one. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. That one was pretty good. Deadly Tales of Gunslinger Spawn. I read it. The reason I got a second copy is there are some missing panels in it, which is kind of crazy. The lettering kind of got, I don't know if it got messed up, but I guess it's been recalled. There are some, a couple pages worth of panels that have no words. When I first read it, I was like, oh, maybe that's just part of the deal. Like, you're not really supposed to know what they're saying, but it's like almost 3 or 4 pages worth of panels that are missing the lettering. So I don't know if they're going to reprint it and re-release it. I'm not sure what they're going to do there. So that'll be interesting to find out. Then I read Batman 160 and 161, part of that Hush 2, which I thought was pretty good. Finally read The Absolute Evil number 1. That one was really good. Battle Beast 6, Amazing Spider-Man Torn number 1, and then The Outlaw Showdown, which was like a 4-part series of 4 mini stories by Oni Press. I enjoyed that. I like Western stuff, I guess. So maybe I'll dress as a cowboy next year.
Wait, and I can be a can-can dancer.
You can. You have experience.
Yes. Please don't show anything.
I should play that video.
No, I swear to God.
Right here.
No.
We'll see if I actually do it or not.
Yeah, let's actually see. Hopefully not, because that was horrible.
You did great.
No, I have like severe stage fright and like...
You did wonderful. We were in Dodge City, Kansas.
Oh yeah, and I got told I can pour shots really well for some reason.
Don't remember that one.
No, because I poured some of that...
Saparella?
Yeah, stuff into a shot glass, and I poured it perfectly.
Gotcha. Yeah.
By a bartender.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
If you were a few years older, they would have hired you on the spot.
Exactly.
So my count this year so far is 323.
Jesus!
Comics are, and that's actually more than that, but that's how many I've logged in. That doesn't count all the books I read that aren't in League that are creator, you know, books that I read for interviews. Let's see. But it is only day 304, so I am still ahead. So a few more, 41 more to go to guarantee my one a day for the year, so that won't be bad. The favorite one I read this week? Oh, that's tough. Probably the Outlaw Showdown for sure. I mean, I really enjoyed Gunslinger, Mumessa, you know, Battle Beast. I enjoyed those. Enjoyed the Deadpool Wolverines. Had a pretty good ending. The He-Man, I mean, they were all good. But probably if I had to pick one, I'd pick the Outlaw Showdown mini stories for this week. So what was the favorite one you read?
Probably that Hunt for Harley book.
Okay. Hunt for Harley.
Because like, it was just like, I don't really know. It was good.
You liked it. Yeah, that's all that matters. Ahoy. Sorry, I had to do it. All right, so moving on to...
Mail time?
No. Read your script. You have a script in front of you. What's before mail time?
Movie, shows, and games this week.
Yep.
What did you play? You can go first. What did you play?
So I played a little One Night of Baldur's Gate 3. Finally into Act 3. Into actual Baldur's Gate, which is awesome. That's been all, you know, I'm hoping we've been playing that game for, I don't know, I feel like years.
Yeah.
We had it, we got the beta version where you can only play Act 1. Yeah, I mean, and I've played through Act 1 probably 3 or 4 or 5 different times with different groups of people trying to get a playthrough. This group, I'm finally, you know, we made it to Act 2. We took a long break, got back to it finally, finished Act 2, moved into Act 3 this week or last week. So I'm really excited to actually be progressing that game. And I want to beat that game so bad, or at least finish it, beat it, whatever. I want to finish that game so bad. It's been years, but I want to do it with the group, not just by myself. I'll do that too. I'll play it by myself sometimes. Once in a blue moon, it'll just, I think I'm in the, definitely the first half of Act 2 with my solo run. But yep, in Act 3, I'm excited. Hopefully we'll get through that. Did finally just came out a couple days ago, the new Battlefield BR, Battle Royale, came out. I did download it and had to change a whole bunch of settings on my computer on the back end, which was very weird. I had to watch videos how to do that because it wouldn't launch. I didn't realize I had to, like, you know, dissect a nuclear missile to be able to play that game, but I did get to play it a little bit last night with some friends, just to test it out. Probably usually play stuff like that on Saturday night, so maybe we'll try that again. I watched another episode of Marvel Zombies. I think I'm on the last episode. Thor, don't really show him dying, but maybe. But he was much better there. They didn't just kill him off like they did in the Red Band book. I finished Daredevil Born Again. That was good. And then I watched, finally, I'm way behind on shows, but I finally watched the first episode of Andor Season 2. Star Wars Andor, which was really good. So hopefully I'll finish that. So how about yourself?
I played Fortnite. Yeah. I don't remember anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't watch anything crazy this week?
I probably did. I just like watch it when like I'm really tired after.
She's just trying to get to the next segment. What's the next segment?
It's mail time. It's mail time. It's time to get mail.
All right.
Mail time.
She has two packages to open. Which one are you going to do first?
The small one.
All right, the small one. All right, do it.
That was amazing.
I knew you'd like that.
Oh, yes. Already a good start. Ooh, there's a bunch of stuff in here. Oh, Panel Pete stickers! Stickers?
Yeah, Panel Pete stickers. Hold them up to the camera. That's all that's in there. It's like 10 of them.
Oh.
So hold them up. Hold them still. Read more comics. And then it's got a QR code for the podcast to our link tree.
I'm taking.
Yeah, I figured.
I'm taking a sheet of these.
I figured.
They smell weird.
Okay.
No, like, why do they smell like
that? Do you want me to open one?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to open one, then you can open one. All right, so I'm going to open this one. So we got a little, an envelope, big envelope. I'm going to open this carefully. This is from our friend. Why would it fold over like that? Oh, I got to pull the tab.
ASMR. Dun, dun, dun.
So, got a few things in here.
Ooh, stickers.
I don't know. So, the first thing we got is the Nine-ish Lives of Finn Inkles, the collection, volume one. So, this is all by my artist that's doing our comic.
I like
Panel
it.
Pete, Mike Algier. Like so, he sent that.
It has the same that's vibe awesome. As Panel Pete.
Yeah, it's going to have the same artwork, which is going to be awesome.
I know.
Blackhurst Volume 1, The Saints of Blackhurst, which is awesome. He said this, you know, all these accumulate over like 10 years worth of work. So
that's cool.
I've read a little bit of the, I think I read the Nine Lives, one of those. And I read, I think, a story out of here, but I'm looking forward to reading all of these. And then, ooh, a hardcover. The Art of Dork Art Comics. That's pretty cool.
Wait, is it an art book?
And they're all signed. Or I assume they're all signed. This one's signed on the inside. I don't know. Let's see. This is pretty cool. I am looking forward to reading all this too.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is cool.
I also
oh, so he gives the picture and then like a description of each one.
That's cool.
Very cool.
I like that.
That's really cool. That is a cool book.
Yeah. Is there any more?
Hold on. I think. Yeah, that was it. That was in there. But that's very cool. Thank
yes.
you, Mike. I really appreciate you sending
Thank
this to
you
us.
So much.
Yep. It's signed too, so just to be clear, he don't want the T.S. Luther treatment. That was so funny.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
This is pretty neat too. Oh, it's like a... Oh, cool. Yeah. Did he forget? Oh, nope. It's signed too. Don't worry. It's signed too. Yep. He's not going to get the T.S. Luther treatment. This is cool. I like this a lot.
Okay,
like,
can I go now?
Nope. I'm just trying to delay to keep you from
Oh my
going.
God, hurry. Oh.
Oh, this mic's in my way today. That's really cool. Please go check him out. Dork Arts Studio. You can message him on Instagram. I'll put a link. I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes. Oh, this is really cool. This makes me so excited because this is going to be this is going to be our comic soon, you know? So the same style of artwork. I can't wait for y'all to read Panel Pete, The Chronicles of Panel Pete. So thank you so much. Please go check him out. Follow him on Instagram. Send him a message if you want any of his work. All these he will, you know, sell you and mail to you. Please check them out. And then you'll definitely be able to buy the Chronicles of Panel Pete here soon. So a couple more months, a few more months. So, all right, Annika, it's your turn.
Yay!
Then I got one more.
Okay. So it's time for the...
Okay.
Okay. It's time for the big package.
Yep.
Let's rip into it. Oh, it's sticky. Oh, my God.
Dump them all out. Okay, we're not.
Okay.
All right. So we got some more shirts. So that's a t-shirt. That's my t-shirt. Got another color. So I have green and a blue now. Talking Comics Podcast t-shirt.
Cool. Oh, it's my hoodie.
Okay, relax. Let me see it. I want to see. Just show the front. You don't have to wave it all out. Okay, it's the vampire hoodie.
Yay.
She really liked that one. Yes. It in black. It looks all right. Yeah, it looks pretty good. She's struggling over there. Ooh.
My arm hurts. Okay.
I'm excited about this one.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete. So that logo. Hey, hold on. Hold that back up. So that logo, or the words, was done by Mike. I made the logo. It's kind of supposed to be Panel Pete peeking out of like a comic box. But yeah, I'm excited to be able to wear that when, you know, go to conventions where, you know, selling the book and stuff. All right.
Okay, this is my shirt.
Yeah, she got a hoodie and a shirt, and I got a hoodie and two shirts.
Okay.
She has to fan all out.
He's terrorizing.
I wanted to see how that. Oh, that's hilarious.
I know.
Hold it up a little bit better. It's there. You go. So it's like a giant Panel Pete terrorizing.
I'm wearing this Monday.
The little crowd of people and the little logo on it. That was pretty cool.
I love it.
And then I got a hoodie with just the TCP logo. Same logo, just instead of the Chronicles of Panel Pete. It's got, hold it up. You're not holding it straight so they can see it. A little bit better. There you go. Just the TCP logo and Panel Pete peeking out of a box. It's our logo you see everywhere. She was so excited to open that, and now she's like all burnt out.
Why?
Just wanted a few more things. It's colder, so we wanted to get some hoodies. And then
I
wanted some more shirts to wear to conventions and stuff.
You can still see the bat.
Yeah, I know. I think it's fine. All these are available on our shop on our Linktree, as well as our TikTok shop. All of them, you know, all this stuff's available, stickers and all hats and all that stuff. We just order from the same place where we sell it. And yeah, so if you ever want a Panel Pete of anything or podcast merch, it's all there.
5%.
All right. So is it my turn again? All right. Let her arms rest.
My arm.
So the first thing I got, I already opened the box because I had some other things in there that I needed to get out, but I got some more rat cards, some newer rat cards with advertising the podcast. Got some different, you know, of our conversation episodes, our weekly episodes, our announcement video of Mike and I announcing the comic book, where to find it, little Panel Pete, little QR code here to find us. Annika made the cut, me. So got some of these to hand out when we go. We're going to a convention tomorrow, so we'll take these with us. And then the other thing that was in the box that I haven't really opened yet was this right here. So this is a...
Don't tell them.
Seal. It's still sealed. See, in the shrink wrap. You can see it's still sealed. But I didn't want to open these until I was on the podcast. So I'm glad they were kind of put separate in shrink wrap. So I'm going to open them and we'll see what they look like. Ooh. This is exciting. This is like makes it real. Oh my goodness. So, wow.
Show the camera already.
We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel P, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike Elger, Torque Arts Comics. Panel P is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that Notify Me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure.
Working on it. So we have an 11 by 17 of the print of the cover by Mike. The Chronicles of Panel P. That is so cool. That looks so good.
It really does.
Looks much better than mine. But that's okay. And then we've got the B cover that I did. I'm already going to have to tell I can make that a little darker blue, but that's okay. This is the first print of cover B in the Chronicles of Panel Pete, issue number one. Obviously, you can see where that logo came from. But man, that is fantastic. Oh, he gave me two. I guess he gave me two of each. Yeah, two of each. So very, very cool.
We should try to sell them on.
We might autograph these or something, or I might send one.
Can I sign it?
Yeah, might. I'll sign it or something. I'm definitely going to hang one up in here. The one will definitely be hung up in here. Again, Allegra Printing, Traverse City. These look amazing. He does great work.
Amazing.
Cardstock. He'll do anything you want, but these are, God, he did full bleed and everything. These are amazing. So thank you, Chris, for doing these for us and our rat cards. Thank you, Mike. Again, you know, these are awesome. You get to see them here first. I'll send them one.
Yes.
Those are the first of the first. So that was our mail time. So a long mail time this week, but you know, we had a lot to go over. So, all right. So what's next?
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo-woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Question time.
Question time.
Okay, you go first.
I go first. All right, so we're going to do some more
Halloween
trivia.
Yeah.
And then we're going to this is more of the first thing that comes to mind, okay?
I love those.
Oh, last week you said you hated them. This is awesome.
Quiet.
All right, midnight.
Black.
Okay. Haunted woods.
Ghost.
Spiders.
Arachnophobia.
Blood moon.
Pretty.
Fog rolling in.
Halloween.
Bat wings.
Batman.
Cracking thunder.
Thor.
Good answer.
Thanks.
I was about to say, if you didn't say Thor, we were going to fight. Candy overlord. Overload. Overlord. That's funny.
Candy overload.
Yep.
Sick.
Creepy laughter. Sorry.
Joker.
Old graveyard.
Smoke.
Okay.
I meant like fog.
Flickering candle.
Powers out.
Powers out. Howl in the distance. Oh.
Coyote.
Okay. Trick or treat bag.
that the cat, you know that cat bag that I have?
Okay.
I have cat bag. That's what I think.
Broken mirror.
My mirror, because mine's broken.
You know, it's 7 years of bad luck, right? So yeah, they say.
I know.
Horror movie marathon.
The Twilight. I don't know.
Okay. Pumpkin patch.
The field trip that I'm going to.
Creepy crawlies.
Spider.
Full moon chase.
The sky.
Okay.
Oh no.
Eerie silence.
Finally, silence.
October 31st.
The best day of the best time, the best day, the best everything of the year.
Y'all remember this. Keep note. Clip it when she says this again 2 months from now.
Quiet.
At Christmas time. All right. So now we're going to do a new one that's called What's More Scary?
Okay.
And then you got your this or that. So it's kind of like this or that, but this is what's more scary. A whisper behind you in the dark or footsteps following you in an empty hallway?
I like footsteps.
A clown smiling at you or a doll turning its head?
A doll, because of that Resident Evil 8.
Being trapped in a haunted house or lost in the woods at night?
Being trapped in a haunted house.
That would be more scary than lost in the woods?
Yeah, I would actually be like to be lost in the woods at night.
Okay. A ghost in the mirror or a shadow moving on its own?
A shadow moving on its own, because I've actually seen one.
Okay.
When we were in Gettysburg.
Frankenstein or Wolfman?
Frankenstein.
Reading a cursed comic book or finding a haunted trading card pack?
Finding a haunted trading card pack.
That'd be more scary?
No, that would be more cool.
Okay, well, this is what's more scary.
None of that is.
Oh, neither one of those are scary. Okay. No. A vampire at your window or a zombie at your door?
A zombie at my door.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, uh-uh.
Silence in a graveyard or laughter in an empty hallway?
Laughter in an empty hallway.
A phone call from an unknown number or your reflection smiling back at you?
Neither.
That would be scary, the reflection.
Not really.
Creepy children singing in the distance or music box starting on its own? I feel like the music box happens all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go. I would go with the creepy children.
Yeah, me too.
Dracula or the mummy?
The mummy.
Getting bit by a werewolf or cursed by a witch?
Bit by a werewolf.
Agreed. The lights flickering off or your flashlight batteries dying?
Flashlight battery dying.
Agreed. A possessed painting or a talking ventriloquist dummy?
What is that?
Like a, you know, ventriloquist, the dolls that they control.
Oh, like
Jeff Dunham. Yeah.
Like, oh, hi. How are,
yeah, exactly.
How are you today, Bella? How are you today?
So that or a possessed painting?
Possessed painting.
All right. Being buried alive or trapped underwater?
Buried alive.
Or trapped underwater?
Buried alive.
Trapped underwater.
Buried alive.
I don't know. They're both bad. Both very bad.
Yeah. Which I can hold my breath for like a really long time. So.
Seeing eyes in the dark or hearing breathing right beside you?
I'd just be like, oh, hey. You actually want to come near me? I don't know. Neither really.
All right. Last one. Getting stuck in a horror movie or in a creepy video game?
Creepy video game.
All right. Well, it's your turn with this or that.
Okay. Zombie apocalypse or vampire uprising?
I'd rather deal with the vampire uprising.
Actually, instead of this or that, I'm going to change it to which is scarier.
Okay.
Whether you like.
Well, then I would change my answer.
Okay.
So zombies would be more scary.
Yeah, I know. Like, I hate zombies. Like,
okay.
They're gross. Okay. Haunted mansion or abandoned carnival?
What's more scary, an abandoned carnival?
Yeah. They just give it like a good vibe, you know? I just like the vibe. Classic monster movie or modern horror reboot?
Probably more scary would be a modern.
Think like Pennywise. Like,
would be a modern one. Yeah, I'm going with the modern one. Yeah.
Okay. Witch's Brew or Mad Scientist Experiment?
Probably the Witch's Brew for me.
Yeah.
Scary. I don't like eating or drinking other things that I don't know how they were made. Like, she comes into my office and be like, here, drink this. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. I don't know what's in there.
What?
I just, nope. It's not my, nope.
You're weird. Okay. Yep. Scarecrow with a pumpkin head or scarecrow figure in the mist?
The mist would be more scary.
Mm-hmm. Skeleton dance or ghost paired?
Ghost paired? Wait, I have these.
It's a paired ghost.
I have these on my sheet. Parade. What would be more scary? Probably a skeleton dance.
Have you ever seen spooky, scary skeletons? Okay, trick gone wrong or treat gone bad?
Oh, man, both would be very scary. I would say treat gone bad would be more scary for me.
You ask me the same question. Cursed comic book or haunted video game?
Haunted video game would be more scary.
Werewolf under the moon or vampire in the fog?
Now, which vampire are we talking? Like
Dracula. Or no, sorry. The little baby from a...
From Hotel Transylvania. Well, then it would definitely be the werewolf would be more scary.
Yeah. Swamp creature or giant spider?
Giant spider.
Giant spider. Because if it's swamp creature, I would think swamp thing. He ain't that scary.
Yeah, but no giant spiders. Spiders are horrible.
Okay, candy corn or caramel apple?
What's more scary? Caramel apple. I don't know where that caramel
flashlight
and that apple have been.
Okay, flashlight flicker or door creak?
Door creak.
Masked killer or creepy clown?
Creepy clown.
Ghostbusters, proton pack, or Van
Helsing's crossbow?
Yeah.
What would be more scary? Like, both of those things are really cool, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But if I were a ghost, I'd be scared of the proton pack. If I were a vampire or werewolf, I'd be, very scared of his crossbow. So I guess that's very situational for me.
Yeah. You can just say that.
Sweet.
Okay, Pumpkin King or Candy Queen?
Pumpkin King.
Correct. Costume contest or haunted magazine?
Try that again.
Maze.
Okay. Haunt. What would be more scary?
Yeah.
Probably the haunted maze.
Yeah. Be scared or do the scream. Scaring. I would pick do the scaring.
That would be more scary, doing the scaring?
No. Be scared.
Yeah, I think getting scared would be more scary than doing the scaring. Well, there you go. This was our Halloween episode of Talking Comics.
Oh, wait. Okay, so remember when I went in that haunted house at the fair?
Yes.
You should add that.
Okay, we'll see.
If the footage is good,
yeah, I'll try it.
Because it was very, very dark.
Yep.
I opened my eyes for 1 second. I saw a creepy clown, and then I closed my eyes back. And I also plugged my ears.
Yes, we took her to the fair a couple weeks ago, state fair. She went to a haunted house, rode some rides. Anything else we need to talk about this week?
No.
Well, that was it. That was, Talking Comics. I've got to show these again because they were that cool.
Yeah.
You know, the covers, A and B.
Yeah. They look really, really good.
They look amazing. I can't wait to hang them up in here. 11 by 17 prints of the covers. So cool. It's coming together, folks. Our comic's real. Like, you know, we've got prints coming. We've got prints. I mean,
I'm still working on my cover.
Go to the Kickstarter landing page. Sign up for our newsletter. You can get the first 4 or 5 pages free. All the links are in the description, in our link tree, in our bios, wherever you're seeing this. Thank you for watching.
He's doing real good. He's doing real good.
This has been Talking Comics with AJ and Annika. Oh, God.
He's fine. Everything's
Happy
fine.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. Trick or treat.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.